Here's the woman who put the broad in broadcasting and the man who knows there is nothing like a dame. Here they are, eBay Radio's Griff and Lee.
There is nothing like a dame. This segment is brought to you
nothing
by...
Nothing like you, a dame.
Your name, right? I had to do that song once. I wanted to be the dame. This segment is brought to you by Terapeak, eBay Market Research, to increase your online sales. Now we're going to have a little fun. Oh, the lights went down.
Uh-oh.
Ah, yeah. We're going to have a little fun. Let's see who knows their eBay history with a trivia question. So the first one to reach the mic, and the mic's up front here, and knows the answer will get a prize.
This is what it's going to be. It's called The Picker Who Perished. It is a murder mystery about a thrifter.
Oh, no.
And I think the thrifter gets murdered.
Oh, that's terrible. I love it.
It's a murder mystery. So, okay, so you want to do the trivia?
So here's the first trivia question, and listen carefully. When, where, and at what event was eBay's 15th anniversary celebration? So where, when, and at what event was eBay's 15th anniversary celebration?
Is anyone in the house that knows this? Okay.
It was 2011.
Yes.
In San Jose. And what was the last question?
No, that's it. You
that's
got it.
It. You got it.
You won it.
Here's your book. Yay!
Read it in good health.
A murder mystery. You
don't
can read
it
that.
Alone. It's spooky.
You can read that tonight in your hotel room because we know you don't like to party. Okay, so let's just throw out some trivia because I have some stuff. Griff, why don't you...
All right,
you...
so the first trivia question is when and where, and when I say when, you only have to give the year. If you know the month, that's great. But what year and at what location did eBay Radio launch?
And this is a little light. It's a flashlight thing.
Oh, is it? It's branded eBay?
That's is branded eBay.
A little very rare
flashlight little thing branded eBay.
So at what, where and what year did eBay Radio launch? No one knows? Think about it. I'll give you a hint. There's a hint. I'm pointing at the hint. All you have to do is get the where. Where was it?
Anaheim.
Nope.
No.
That was 2002. If you do the math, math is hard. How many, what is this, our anniversary? What one? It's the, what year is our?
It's a 13th anniversary.
So you do the subtraction.
And we're celebrating it, you know, in the summer every
year. You know, you
year.
Guys are really smart at selling, but you're not very good at other stuff.
So,
I'm sorry.
13th anniversary, what year did eBay Radio start?
And here comes a banker.
2003.
Yes.
Yes.
I had to do the math. Sorry, I had to do the math. All right, so you got the year. The crowd goes wild.
So here's your little gift. It's an eBay branded...
I'll ask another person the location. If you know the location...
Of the first eBay radio show.
It was an auspicious beginning.
Yeah.
Stephanie, do you know the answer?
Las Vegas?
No. No.
It was, let me tell you, it was 2003. We were very lively that year.
And we were on another coast than we are usually on.
And the mouse wasn't too far away.
No.
And so
Orlando.
Yes.
Yes. Is she allowed to win something?
She's working for eBay Radio.
Oh, she really came up with the answer.
Okay, so she gets the...
Come to the microphone.
And what are you giving her?
We are giving her this right here, which is an eBay-branded thing.
A thing. It's a clampy thing. It's got
It's good luck.
Yeah.
Might be a book light.
It comes in the original box. So that's
I'm not
good.
Sure. It might be a book light or something. Okay, do we have time for another one?
I think so. Let's make more magic happen okay. here. Now, this one was hard to part with because I love the color. But this is an
Lisa, hold this up.
An eBay branded T-shirt from the olden days of old. It's a beautiful kind of French blue.
It's got a pocket on it.
It
too.
Has a pocket, and it's got the old logo on it. What size is it? And we'll give it away after the break.
Yes.
This segment was brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Coming up, we broadcast live again here from eBay Open. Stay tuned
for more.
It's
the tip line. We're going to have a tip line.
eBay certified provider John Slocum has been helping you sell on eBay since 1998. His most recent creation is 6-Bit Software, and now there's 6-Bit 2.0. John listened to your requests for new features, so 6-Bit does everything you need in a listing tool, from creating and uploading listings to shipping and leaving feedback right from your desktop. Plus, it works faster and better than ever. 6-Bit 2.0 gives you improved inventory management, faster data entry, batch editing, and more import options, along with the custom fields you ask for. 6-Bit 2.0 also incorporates all the newest eBay feature upgrades, including product identifiers. John even improved the picture editor and came up with ways for you to store more photos, yet have a smaller database. Try 6-Bit 2.0 free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
Designing your listings and store isn't just about creating a nifty logo, an attractive template, or frame. It goes deeper to express your personality, confirm your professionalism, and establish your brand. Sally Milo of Milo Design is the go-to resource for eBay sellers like you who want to brand their businesses on eBay. She's a certified eBay stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself. Sally stays on top of changes in the eBay marketplace, including optimizing your store and listing design for mobile. She just gets it. Sally will work closely with you to customize your logo, store pages, listing templates, profile, and much more, all to help you create a memorable impression that will bring customers back again and again. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
Here's the woman who put the broad in broadcasting and the man who knows there is nothing like a dame. Here they are, eBay Radio's Griff and Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, woo-hoo, however you ship. Now we're going to turn the spotlight on our live audience. Live audience.
We here. Don't have a tip line. We need a tip line here. Come on up to the microphone.
Or we can just go into the guest segment. What the hell? Let's just do that.
Okay.
I think we'll
do
that.
It. So we'll have the tip line later.
Yeah, we'll do that later. So we're going to introduce our next guest. He's from eBay Europe. Ooh. And
oh.
And it's Christian Hay. You're the senior director and COO, B2C and advertising for eBay Europe. That's a huge job, Christian.
It is, but an exciting one all the same.
So where are you based out of?
I'm based in Zurich.
Okay.
So, and looking after our UK, German, and our EEC markets, which is obviously France, Italy, and Spain are three of the bigger markets.
That's
and
then huge.
The rest of unsighted Europe.
And what does your job entail?
So we look after central operations for our B2C. So seller marketing, seller experience, so the product, all the things that you saw today that the teams are developing, and as they roll out, we have teams across Europe that are helping implement those. And we have sales teams in countries, account management teams looking after our wonderful sellers in Europe. And I help those teams do the best job they can with engaging with those sellers.
You know, we actually have listeners to eBay Radio in Europe.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, all over the world. And I love to look at the little thing and see, like, there's one guy in Sri Lanka.
Yeah.
You know, I love to look and see what they, that they're all listening. So I hear this is your first time at a North American eBay event.
It is, and it's fantastic.
Are you overwhelmed?
Impressed. Very impressed, very impressed. And obviously a lot of the North American sellers do a lot of cross-border trade into Europe as well.
Well,
so
of course.
It's been great meeting and talking to some of them about what they do in Germany and UK and some of the other markets.
So I've always wondered, is the experience for a seller, a B2C seller, Which mirrors the same kind of sellers that are here at the event. Is it very different than it would be for a North American seller? And if so, how? I mean, are there different concerns that sellers in Europe have that American sellers might not have, or North American sellers?
I think generally when you're talking about retail and trading, the same sort of principles apply.
Yes.
That there are market nuances depending on, you know, the position that we might have in the market or the competition. You know, emerging markets like, you know, Spain, France, where e-commerce penetration is still growing, it means it's a little bit different for the seller community. There's not many, as many businesses online, which is a great opportunity for us to help those sellers go from offline to online.
Sure.
I think one of the things that we've done this year in France, which has been great, is Pousse de Saint-Ouen, which is the biggest collectibles market in France. We've actually helped those sellers create eBay stores to bring some of those rare French antiquities onto the eBay marketplace to sell to the rest of the world.
So what would you tell a North American seller about selling their items in Europe and elsewhere?
Yeah, good question.
So the UK to American corridor is a huge corridor for us for cross-border trade both ways. We find there's a lot of Europeans looking for American apparel, American brands that aren't
necessarily... Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. And utilizing some of the services and the tools like the global shipping program. For those that aren't experienced, you know, start off with passive shipping, turn on the passive shipping, open up the markets, talk to the GSP team about using your global shipping, and then look to see are there markets where they're getting greater sales or penetration and interest from, whether it's Germany or UK, and they can move to an active you know, cross-border trade program.
So how much, a rather arcane question, but this just came to mind. How much does parallel import laws impact or affect the way buyers in Europe look for for items in America?
That one would be above my pay grade, I think.
Okay,
as far as
and speaking of your pay grade,
yes.
How long have you been at eBay?
2.5 years.
Where were you before that?
So I was actually an entrepreneur in a startup company in the UK, and I was a seller on eBay. We had a big business, and we got banned from selling on eBay.
What did you do, honey?
I spent 18 months chasing people around eBay to convince them that it was wrong.
But what did you do that made them do that?
We don't want to talk about it.
No,
we're not going to talk about
that. Yeah. But what I would say is it led me to wanting to join the eBay world. Yeah.
Okay.
It had a good ending.
It had a great ending. And that was, you know, I saw a great opportunity and an awesome business that I felt I could impact from the inside, and took the opportunity to come and join and learn from that experience on the other side of the fence.
So your accent is from where?
Australian.
Australia.
Yes.
Yeah, not so where do you live now?
In Switzerland.
Zurich.
Yes.
You know what? Do you ever see her on the streets? Tina Turner lives in Zurich. She's there, yeah.
I didn't know that.
So Kristen, thank you so much for coming on the air, and continued success in your position in Europe.
Woo-hoo!
This segment was brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Coming up, our final segment for today, live from the community village at eBay Open. Don't miss a moment of eBay Radio.
Yay!
Imagine spending less time shipping, so you can spend more time listing or sourcing, or even just hanging out with family and friends. With Stamps.com, you can print shipping labels in seconds. And with our special offer for eBay Radio listeners, you can get a 5-pound shipping scale for free when you sign up. Just pay shipping and handling for the scale. The scale imports your package weights right into Stamps.com. Stamps.com lets you import orders from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can pay for postage with your PayPal debit card, too. So you get cash back every time you ship. You can even brand your shipping labels with your company logo. Whether you're shipping domestically or overseas, Stamps.com will help you get it done faster and more easily. To get your free scale just for the price of shipping and handling, go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio and sign up for their free eBay shipping program. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
You already rely on Terapeak for in-depth marketplace research that keeps you one step ahead of your competition. Now, Terapeak can help you source hot products, too. They've teamed up with Alibaba, the premier wholesale marketplace for small and mid-sized business buyers. Choose from more than 3 million quality products from trusted suppliers around the globe. Terapeak's newest tools integrate directly with Alibaba, So with just a few clicks, you can identify and research sales opportunities on eBay. Then source those profitable products right from Alibaba.com. Order as few as 2 items with express delivery and full tracking. Together, Terapeak and Alibaba are offering eBay sellers a service you won't find anywhere else. That's just another reason why it pays to use Terapeak for your eBay sales. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeak.com.
Welcome back to eBay Radio as we celebrate eBay Open 2016. Here at the beautiful Venetian Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada, here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. Now we're turning the spotlight back on our live audience because they are so colorful and they're all here in the Community Village at eBay Open. Community Village is a section in the expo floor with ducks and chairs and fowl and ducks and
all kinds of stuff.
There it is. So come up to the microphone to the right of the radio stage right now and get ready to give us your best 1 minute tip, one tip per person, and we'll give you a $25 gift certificate for shipping supplies at Bubble Fast. Do we
have
our
tip
first
for us?
Tip?
This is the original Flamingo Slayer. I'm back in action.
Oh, yes. For those of you who don't know, our mascot over there, the Flamingo, Virginia, by accident a few years ago at the event, he knocked her head off.
Lance killed Virginia.
And so we were able to bring her back to life.
With a little glue.
And as a matter of fact, he went out that night in Vegas. He felt so bad and bought glue and brought it back.
And
so
it's not easy to find glue in Vegas.
No, it's not.
Honestly, we were necking.
Do you have a tip for us?
Magnucate. Having a long hair.
Oh, you know what it is? He just won the secret word contest. I didn't realize it. That's our tip line. So.
Lance, you just won. What are we going to give him to say?
We're going to give him a...
That's so rare.
This is a rare mug. It's celebrating our global marketplace and 5 years of community mug. So this is a piece of Ebayana for you.
Yeah, that's from 2000.
Thanks, Griff Lee.
You're welcome, man. Now, don't break it.
Very rare.
But if you do break it, a little super glue will put it back together, but I'm sure you know all about that. So.
Okay.
Thanks, guys. Thanks,
very good. Okay, next person in line, please.
Hi, I'm Gail from the Galleria, and my tip is when selling, I always try to tip the scale in my favor by instead of always selling in business and industrial, I try to get it into home and garden.
Oh, yes.
Because people will see that they can get those fabulous eBay bucks.
That's true.
Great tip. Thank you so much. Your $25 gift certificate.
Always look for new categories.
Oh, it's Nay. Hi, Nay.
Hi, Nadine.
Hi, I'm Nadine Shearstone, Colbre Dazzle on eBay. And my tip is to use time to your advantage. Take shortcuts as much as you can. If you have a busy schedule and you have insomnia, for example, list at 3 a.m. Use whatever time you can and use mobile to list because that's a big shortcut as well.
That is a great idea. Why not get up at 3 if you can't sleep, might as well list.
And you know, if those demons are keeping you up at night, you can employ them and help. The demons can help you list.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Peggy Smith from Ohio, known as Old Wahini. And mom of Jason Smith, I think some of you know.
Oh,
absolutely.
Oh, honey, but I'm so sorry.
I'll meet you sometimes. But I have a shipping tip. We have found, because we ship very large items, water skis, polo mallets, whatever, that we have found by shipping FedEx SmartPost, you're going to save a lot of money. Even if it's only a 2-pound item, but just an awkward size, go with that because you'll be amazed at how much you are saving rather than shipping priority.
Yeah.
And the shipping time we have found so far is still 2 to 3 days. So you're really not losing any time on the shipping.
Great tip.
So
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And give him a kiss for us.
Hi, I'm Paula Davis from Satellite Beach, Florida, and my tip is to shave a few ounces off your packages just to cut off the inside flap of the boxes, and sometimes it just puts you under that pound that you need to go to.
Yeah, we've all been there, right?
Yes,
if you just could get one ounce off,
yes.
We'd be able to. That's a great tip.
Okay, thank you.
Get your Bubble Fast gift certificate.
Hi, I'm Robin from New Hampshire. I'm bead shine on eBay, and my tip today is if you can't find your item on eBay when you're researching, use WorthPoint. It's a great research tool, and it's the way to find.
Very good marketing. I like it. That's excellent.
Excellent, Robin. Thank you so much.
Get your $25 gift certificate. Okay, thank you. All right, we got a couple other things to give away. Do we have 1 or 2 minutes left?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure because we're all messed up because you messed us up.
I didn't do it.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. I'm always to blame.
Did too.
All right.
Okay.
So this is extreme. Now, calling all collectors of eBayana. Oh, it's too late. We'll have to do it in the next segment.
Uh-oh.
And that's just as well because I hate to see it go. This segment was brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. Next, we're going to talk more and give more stuff away here on eBay Open with eBay Radio live at the Venetian in Las Vegas.
Woohoo!
When it comes to shopping for shipping supplies, you've got plenty of options. But if you want to deal with someone who truly cares about what you need, there's only one place to turn. Bubble Fast. Owners Mark and Robin Levine have been providing shipping supplies to online sellers since 1999 at cost-effective wholesale prices. Just call and tell them what you're looking for. If they don't have it or can't find it, they'll even create it themselves, like their famous Scotty Stuffer for flat-rate priority envelopes. Mark and Robin are top-rated sellers themselves, so they understand your shipping challenges, and they're here to help. You can even join their Shipping Tips and Tricks Facebook group and sign up for their Bubble Briefs newsletter, complete with a monthly discount coupon code. Find it all at BubbleFast.com, providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Visit BubbleFast.com.
There's one in every category, that annoying competitor whose items always seem to sell better than yours. What makes her such a know-it-all? Well, maybe she doesn't know it all. Maybe she just knows WorthPoint. WorthPoint is the biggest online resource for identifying, researching, and valuing antiques, art, jewelry, and collectibles. With just a few keywords, you can find out what your item is and what it's worth. WorthPoint's Worthopedia includes nearly 300 million realized prices from 350 data sources, including eBay and other online marketplaces, as well as auction houses nationwide. That's like filtering search results to show only sold items on steroids. WorthPoint's data goes back almost 10 years, so why would you settle for less? And thanks to WorthPoint's mobile app for iPhone or Droid, you can use WorthPoint anywhere, anytime. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com.
Welcome back to eBay Radio, live from eBay Open 2016, celebrating eBay sellers throughout the world. Now, here's Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Hey, Bubble Fast!
Yay!
We're almost through with our second day of live broadcast here from the heart of the eBay Open Community Village at the Venetian, Las Vegas, for eBay Open 2016, the seller celebration of all time.
And of course, we're streaming this live throughout the world as we do every eBay radio show. But we want to give away a few things so you people who are hardcore sitting here may be able to win something. Would you tell me the significance of this?
Yeah, so, oh boy, I hate to see this go right now. So if you're listening to the sound of my voice and you remember an old community member who's now left us several years ago, Bob Bull, he was known as Bhopal on eBay, and he made his own little pins for an eBay Live. And Bob was an amazing guy. He used to, well, you could always see him and his wife dressed in their eBay costumes at every eBay event, and Bob was on a mobility scooter. And he had got his start helping out other people with HTML and photos early on in the eBay community, and he was beloved and a sweet guy. And he had some pins made up, and I happened to have one of them. This is a very rare pin and a rare piece of eBay memorabilia. A little bit arcane, I think, for people who may have recently joined eBay. But for those of you who are a part of the community back then, I'm letting this go. It's the only one I have.
Very rare. So the first person who can come up and tell us, I better not ask that question.
What were you going to ask?
That would not be good. No, forget it.
What came to mind, babe?
Oh, it was terrible.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, yeah, really, it was terrible. Okay, so the first person who can tell us what time eBay Radio is on tomorrow can get this, but you have to come up
you
here.
You have to come
you
to the mic.
You have to come to the microphone there and tell us. Anybody know? Come up to the microphone. Yep, they're coming. Okay.
Five.
All right.
What'd you say?
Somebody, please.
Now that's collaboration right there. That's collaboration.
Well, no.
No.
Sorry, wrong.
Was it five?
What time is eBay Radio on tomorrow?
I don't know. I know what time I'm going to be on eBay Radio. Hi, Ron Oilman. Yeah, I told him I'd say shout out.
Oh, hi, Ron Oilman. Yeah, we did. You know
Oilman,
what?
Yeah.
I'm in the chat board and haven't been able to talk about it. 12 is it. That's it. Give her the gift.
This is a rare eBay pin. It doesn't say eBay on it. It's Bob with his his last name was Bull.
Exactly.
And there's a bull on it. And this is a rare little piece of eBay on it. So it's yours now.
Here's a piece of eBay, Anna. It's an eBay radio pin when we were with WS Radio.
Long time ago.
Long time ago. And it's got our old eBay radio logo on it. And
which
it's
is
a real
so cute.
Collector's piece. I love
it's
that
so cute,
logo,
that
Griff.
Logo, yeah.
And it's a real collector's piece. So you want to think of a trivia?
I do, actually.
Okay.
I do. And this will be a contentious eBay trivia question. In what year did eBay stop allowing sellers to leave negative feedback for buyers? What year? If you
have
know
to come
answer,
up to the microphone.
If you know the year where feedback changed.
2010.
Nope. Wrong year. Sorry.
Nope. 98765.
That's not going to work.
2016.
Nope.
No.
2008.
That's it.
Yay!
You won it.
Here you go. That's fantastic. Thank you. Okay. The blue shirt. Where's the blue shirt? This is a wonderful, marvelous blue shirt.
What okay. size is it again?
It's
double XL. I hate giving that up. I wanted to wear
I
it.
I love the color. What do you call that? French
it's
blue?
It's like a French blue.
Like a
yeah.
French blue.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's the trivia question. Where does Lee Maribel broadcast from when she does the show?
And it's not the toilet. Or her toilette, sorry.
Clear Station Radio in San Diego.
That's it. It's Clear Channel, now known as iHeartMedia.
Cindy, you got it.
That's a great thing. Well, Griff, I think we only have... Do we have time to give away one more thing?
I don't know that... I think so, yes. We can give away something else.
Okay, we're going to give away... What is this?
You know, what this was one of the eBay Lives, and I don't remember what it was, which one. It may have been Boston. These things have a replaceable battery. It's a ball, and when you threw it on the ground, it lit up, and it did all sorts of crazy things. It's still in the original package from the eBay store, the shop. And we're going to give that away. It looks like it's a little orb.
This is a hard one. Where was Griff living when Piero Midiar called him?
Oh, good. And we'll get back to that.
No, this is the last
that's
thing.
That's it. So say it quick.
Somebody knows it.
Seattle, Washington?
No, not even close.
Sorry. We'll give it away tomorrow.
Okay, this segment was brought to you by Bubble Fest. We'll see you tomorrow here at the eBay Open in Las Vegas.
When it comes to online selling, the future is mobile. ShipStation is already there. ShipStation's industry-exclusive mobile app lets you manage, ship, track, and more, all from your Apple or Android smartphone or tablet. You get all the power of ShipStation. With this unique mobile app, you can see all of your orders, receive new order alerts, create and print branded shipping labels at discounted rates, even view and track shipments with multiple carriers. In short, you can manage and process just about every aspect of fulfillment. You can even get order alerts on your Apple Watch. No more rushing back to the office or being tied to a computer. Ship easy with ShipStation Mobile. For a 30-day free trial of ShipStation, go to ShipStation.com. Again, that's ShipStation.com. Get ship done anywhere, anytime.
You've heard sourcing products from China can be profitable, and you've thought of giving it a try. Sourcing products from a made-in-China wholesale website means lots of research, and you still can't be sure those products or manufacturers are really worthwhile, and you're not about to fly to Beijing. It's such a crapshoot. Luckily, now there's a better way. visit Doba.com. You see, Doba takes the hassle out of sourcing products from China. They've already done the legwork, so you don't have to. Doba's lined up an exclusive and verified list of reputable manufacturers offering high-quality products, and they're adding more all the time. So quit brushing up on your Cantonese and put off purchasing those tickets to Beijing. With Doba, you can source profitable made-in-China merchandise that has already been vetted. For a 7-day free trial, go to Doba.com. That's D-O-B-A, Doba.com, D-O-B-A, Doba.com.
VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.